This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 29, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I will start with the first matter on the agenda. Look for the correct agenda number here. Thanks. Draft Advisory Opinion Number 2008-20, National Right to Life Committee, Inc. Council?
Mr. Chairman, Agenda Document 0905 was submitted late.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would like to therefore move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-05.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. 5-0 in favor. Now, you're ready to proceed. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 0905 presents an advisory opinion draft, the response to a request filed on behalf of National Right to Life Committee, Incorporated. In Advisory Opinion 2008-15, the Commission concluded that National Right to Life Committee, a nonprofit corporation, could use general treasury funds to finance the broadcast of a 60-second radio advertisement. On October 28, 2008, while awaiting a final opinion from the Commission, National Right to Life Committee's PAC began financing the broadcast. National Right to Life Committee used PAC funds rather than general treasury funds out of legal precaution while awaiting the final opinion in Advisory Opinion 2008-15. It now asks for Commission's approval to reimburse its PAC for the funds it spent broadcasting the advertisement between October 28 and November 24, the date the Commission issued Advisory Opinion 2008-15. The draft concludes that, in the circumstances presented, the National Right to Life Committee may reimburse its PAC for the costs involved in broadcasting the radio advertisement. National Right to Life Committee is asking to reimburse its PAC for costs that it was permitted to pay directly under the Act, as the Commission ultimately concluded in Advisory Opinion 2008-15. It used PAC funds rather than general treasury funds to ensure compliance with Commission's regulations, and it should not now be penalized for taking these precautionary measures to comply with the law. The Commission did not receive comments on the request or on this draft, and I will be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Counsel. Any question of the General Counsel Office? If not, any comment? And do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve Draft Advisory Opinion 2008-20 as set forth in Agenda Document Number 09-05.
Okay, thank you. Any comment on the motion? Yes.
Thank
Commissioner
you,
Bowerly.
Mr. Chairman, I will vote in favor of this motion, and I think that it's an important aspect of our advisory opinion process that people are allowed to come in. And we want to, I believe, encourage that behavior because I think it's an important way that we can provide guidance to the public and to those who are attempting to comply. And I think that's an important part of our job is to help people comply. And so when they do that and take advantage of the advisory opinion process, I think that this result supports that effort and supports the idea that we want people to come in and ask. And then when whatever the result might be, that then they are allowed to go back and treat that behavior from the time in which they took whatever precautionary measure they might. So I think this is an important result to encourage the use of our advisory opinion process, which I think we all agree is a very important part of our role.
Thank you. I will not be supporting it. Personally, I voted against the advisory opinion, especially apology number. Well, I voted against both apology number one and apology number two. If I'm correct, was the money spent only on apology number one, which was permitted, and not on apology number two?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that's what I thought. And I want to support the advisory opinion process. In terms of enforcement, this is the way we will move in the future. But since I did oppose it, I'm not going to support the actual decision, which, if it were to be made at the time we actually argued the case, would have argued and voted against both of them at the same time. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unopposed. The motion passes 4-1. And Commissioner Bowerly, Commissioner McGann, Commissioner Hunter, and Vice Chairman voted in favor. And I'm opposed to the motion again. Next matter. Draft Advisory Opinion 2008-22. Frank Lautenberg and Lautenberg for Senate. Council.
Mr. Chairman, this document was also late submitted.
Yes, I apologize.
Mr. Chairman. Yes, I would therefore move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-06.
Council, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document 0906 responds to an advisory opinion request submitted by Senator Frank Lautenberg and his principal campaign committee, Lautenberg for Senate. The requesters ask two questions. First, whether the committee may use contributions received for the 2008 general election to repay up to $250,000 in personal loans Senator Lautenberg made to the committee for the 2008 primary election. And second, whether the committee may use contributions received for the 2008 election and contributions that will be received for the 2014 election to repay personal loans Senator Lautenberg made to the committee for the 2002 election. As to the first question, the draft before you concludes that the committee may use contributions received for the 2008 general election to repay the remaining $250,000 of Senator Lautenberg's personal loans for the 2008 primary election. Pursuant to the personal loan repayment provisions of BCRA and commission regulations, up to $250,000 of a candidate's personal loans to his principal campaign committee may be repaid with contributions received after the relevant election. As to the second question, the draft concludes that the committee may use contributions received for the 2008 election and contributions that will be received for the 2014 election to repay Senator Lautenberg's personal loans for the 2002 election. The personal loan repayment provisions of BCRA and commission regulations do not apply to loans made before BCRA's effective date of November 6, 2002, and therefore do not limit repayment of Senator Lautenberg's loans, which he made in October 2002. We received no comments on the advisory opinion request or on the draft. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions of council? Do you hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we adopt draft advisory opinion 2008-22 as set forth in agenda document number 09-06.
Thank you. Any comment on the motion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes 5-0. I would like to make an announcement that the bundling explanation and justification was originally set for today was not quite completed, so we will be holding that over, and we'll be recessing this meeting until 10 o'clock next Tuesday, at which time we'll take up and vote upon the final draft of the explanation and justification for the bundling regulations. Are there any further matters, management or administrative matters to discuss?
There are none.
Okay. If not, this meeting is recessed until Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.